Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the shita of the Yireim, the Yisrael Din Shmitas Ksafim, that until the Malve pays back the loan, until the Malve officially cancels the loan, the Loive has to be Poreya. The Loive has to pay up. Just the Loive can invite the Malve Ledin and insist that he cancel the loan as he is commanded, and the Malv is also commanded not to demand the money back. But as far as the Ikar loan, the primary loan is still extant until the Malv officially cancels it. So in other words, in the world of Isurim, it's usur for this loan to be collected. But as far as the world of Mamonis goes, as far as the monetary aspect of the loan is concerned, it's still there. And we asked a number of kashas on this in the previous shiur. We saw the kasha of the Tumim. Why do we say the Yisomim Ketanim don't need a Prusbul? Because Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Din or Avim Shel Yisomim, why do they need a Prusbul at all? They're not B'nai Mitzvah. They don't have an Isser. All they have is the Mamonis. They shouldn't require a Prusbul. We saw other kashas as well. All the kashas were predicated on the fact that the Yireim is in Mitzvah Reish Ayin Ches, holds that this is Mamonis, that the debt is still extant as far as the monetary aspect goes, and it's only in the world of Isser Veheter where we say that the loan is cancelled, so that it's forbidden to be collected. So that was the Tamsis Shabbatamsis of the previous shiur. And now we will go to the Yishuv HaDvorim. And again, this is based on the Torah of Maran, Rosh HaYeshiva Hagoyin Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal. So, in the Sefer Shiurei Shari Chaim, in Maseches Kiddushin, in Simen Yudalid, in the Klal of Kol Milsa De Omar Rachmana, Loi Saved, I Ovid, Loi Mahani, we explain the rule that anything that the Torah says, Lo Saved, don't do it. If he does it, it is not halachically effective. To explain that rule, said Maran, She'en gidro mishum shechalot hanaset b'isur eina chala. It's not pshat, as one would assume on the surface, that a chalois, which is done in a forbidden way, is not chal, does not take effect. Chalos is a change in halachic status. You make a change in halachic status in a forbidden way, it doesn't take effect. That's what one would think is the issue. Because one's maisim are not effective against the word of the Lord. The Lord said it's a no-no, you can't make it into a yes-yes. So therefore, Kol Milsa the Omer Achmana Loi Saved Iovid Loi Mahani. No, this is nishtib pshat. Elo du perush b'divrei Torah. This is a perush. This is a pshat in what the Torah is telling us. It's giving you pshat in psukim. Shekshamra Torah lo taaved mifarshinan kra. Dehainu, de lo rak de asur le me'evad, ela de lo matzi le me'evad, v'i efshar la'asot chalut zo. That when the Torah says don't do something, we explain the pasuk to mean not only is it asur to do, but rather it is not possible to do. One is not able, one is not capable of making such a chalois. וכבר עמד רבי עקיבא איגר בתשובות בסימן קכ"ט בעיקר יסוד זה. רבי עקיבא איגר was ready to admit on this יסוד in his תשובס קכ"ט. And as it was explained there in Maseches Kiddushin, שאין הכוונה שחידשה תורה שאיסור מונע תחלות מלחול, אלא שהאיסור והפקת תחלות הם שני עניינים שונים לגמרי, ויש כאן שני לימודים נפרדים זה מזה, האחד שיש איסור והשני דלא חל החלות, ואף אגב שני הלימודים הם באותו פסוק, אין הם תלויים זה בזה. So really you have two yesodos we have to know. Number one, it's not pshat that because you went against God's word, therefore it's not chal. No. It's because that's pshat in the pasuk. When the pasuk says don't do something, we explain the pasuk to mean not only is it forbidden to do, but you're not able to do it. It's impossible to make such a chalais. That's number one. And number two, there are two separate aspects here. There is the Isser aspect, and there's the fact that the Chalos isn't Chal. They're both learned from the Pasuk. Melemt Ois from Pasuk, as they say in Portugal. We learn out from the Pasuk that it's Osir. We learn out from the Pasuk that the Chalos is not Chal. But these are two separately mooted from the Pasuk. That the chalais isn't chal, A, and B, that it's aser. Now in Tumura and Avheyom at Beis, that's the sugya, the central sugya of Yovid Lo Mahani, we ask according to Rava, who holds Yovid Lo Mahani, V'arei Almono, the Kohen Gadol, the Rachmana Amar, Almana v'Gurusha lo yikach, v'tnan kol makom sheyesh kiddushin, v'yesh avera, havlat holech achar apagum. V'arei demahani midekatan yesh kiddushin. So the Gemara says, you Rava hold, Yavid loy mahani. So I have a question for you, Rava, if you don't mind, it's okay to ask. Thank you. And my question is, Almana l'koin gadol, where the Torah says, Almana u'gusha lo yikach, so that's a big no-no, Almana l'koin gadol. And it says that whenever there's kiddushin, and there's an aveira, the vlad goes after the pogum. Which means that this kid's going to be a cholo when an Almana marries a koin gadol. It's going to be a pagam in the vlad. So you see that there's kiddushin. It says kol makom sheyesh kiddushin. So there's kiddushin here. Ah, you Rava hold yavid loy mahani. You hold yavid loy mahani. So why should it work? Shouldn't work. And yet you see the kiddushin still chal. It's not gishmak. You're not giving the kohen. Kohen, I would say you're not giving him shlishi or shishi. You're not giving him COVID, but maybe he'll get COVID, but not COVID. Nevertheless, the kedushin is still chal against the Rova. And for the Gemara, shayni ochado makro lo yichal el zaroi. No, there it's different because the pasuk says that he should not violate his seed. Rashi, demashma chilulin hu ose, ve'eino ose mamzerim, alma tafsi kiddushin. So it's mashma that he makes a chilul, but he doesn't make mamzerim. So we see from here that kiddushin is toifes, the kiddushin holds. That when the kohen is with a forbidden woman, he's going to be mechalel the zera, but the kedushin is still chal, and therefore the kids are not mamzerim, since the kedushin is chal, or the kedushin are chal. I guess kedushin is plural. In any event, that's the gemara. In other words, if kedushin wouldn't be toifes midina di avid lei mahani, let's say midina avid lei mahani, the kedushin wouldn't be toifes. What would happen? Hava vlad mamzer. The vlad would be a mamzer. From the fact that the vlad is not a mamzer, it's muchach, that the kedushin is effective. And this is very difficult to understand, because l'chora, even if the kedushin wouldn't be chal midina avid lei mahani, The vlad doesn't have to be necessarily a mamzer, because the rule of wherever there's no tfisis kedushin, the vlad is a mamzer, is only in a case where a woman is not bas tfisis kedushin midina erva. It's only when the woman isn't marriageable midina erva. But here, where the woman is a bas tfisas kedushin, where the woman is capable in theory of getting married, she's not an erva. The only issue is the aveira, which prevents this chalois. That's not a reason that the vlad should be a mamzer. So how can you say, Rashi, that if we would say loy mahani, the vlad would be a mamzer? Mapidom, there'd be an issue here, but why would the vlad be a mamzer? The woman's a bas tefisas kedushin, meaning she's not loved, but she's not unmarriageable midin erva. There's an aveira here, but it doesn't mean the vlad's a mamzer. So it's muchach from this, as the Rosh Hashiva explained over there in Kiddushin in his shiurim. It's not pshat that the isser of lo yikach prevents a chalois. That is not the pshat. But rather, that we explain the pasuk of lo yikach as a yalfusa, as a limud, that kedushin are in taifes. That's pshat in the pasuk. What does lo yikach mean? Lo yikach, he shouldn't take such a woman, meaning there's no tfisis kedushin. There isn't just an iser here, there's no tfisis kedushin. Because besides the iser involved, the kohen gadol has no koach to take an almana, because she's not bas tfisis kedushin the kohen gadol. So in the kasha, we didn't understand. We said this woman, in theory, is a bas. We would, even if pshat was that it was usher to marry her, and not only usher to marry her, but even there's no chalos, but she's still, as Rabbeinu Chaim says, aval hocha deisha bas tefisas kedushin. Here she is a bas tefisas kedushin. There's just an aveira which prevents the chalos kedushin, but this woman in theory is a bas tefisas kedushin. So why would you think she's like an erva? The answer is no, she is like an erva, because that's pshat in the pasuk. What's pshat in the pasuk when it says you can't marry an erva? Pshat is that it's not only us to marry an erva, she's not a bas tefisas kedushin. Can't marry your sister as hard as you try. I don't think you'd want to try, but in theory, you can't marry your sister, you can't marry your mother, you can't marry your aunt, you can't marry. You can't marry someone else's wife. That's pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk is that she's not marriageable. It's not stam and iser. One would think that there's stam and iser because there's an iser to marry a certain woman, like Almana Lekoin Gadol, Mimela, there's no chalos. No. That's not pshat, because then you would say that she's a bas tefisas kedushin. Just we have an isser that's a moneh b'chalos. So therefore, what is the pshat? What is the pshat? You see from Rashi that because there the pasuk says that she's a bas tefisas kedushin, if the pasuk would have said that she's not a bas tefisas kedushin, that if the pasuk would have said lo yikach, it would have meant that she's not a bas tefisas kedushin. It's just not doable. The only thing is, here we have a special gilui in the pasuk, and the gilui is lo yichalel. There's chilul, but there's no mamzerim. So you see, there's tefisas kedushin. But if we wouldn't have that lo yichalel to save the day, if we would just go on the lo yikach, what would pshat be? Pshat would be that she's not about tefisas kedushin, and the kids are mamzerim. That's what you would have said. That's pshat in the pasuk. So it's not merely that the Isser is moinea the chalois milachu. That would make the kids into a that would make the kids into mamzerim. Because she would in theory be a bas tefisas kedushin, but we just have an isser that's stopping it. No. Pshat is, if not for the lo yichalel, lo yikach means that that's pshat in the pasuk. Lo yikach means it can't be done. Lo yikach is not just saying that it's usher, and then we're saying when memela there's no chalos. No. Lo yikach is saying two things: that it's usher, and also there cannot be a chalos here. It just can't be done. And since it can't be done, if a person tries to do it, the kids are mamzerim. For a person has bia with her and has children, the children are mamzerim. She's mamish like an erva. That there's no possible kedushin here. And that's pshat in the pasuk. So we can prove from the fact that the children are not mamzerim, because it's just as lo yichalel, but not mamzerim, that there is tefisas kedushin. And if there is tefisas kedushin, then what's pshat in the pasuk? Pshat in the pasuk is that he shouldn't take her, but if he takes her, it's effective. Lo yichalel chilulin hu oisev ein oisem amzerim. So therefore, there's tefisas kedushin. But otherwise, if it just would have said lo yikach without the lo yichalel, what would it have meant? It would have meant that the pasuk is telling you that she's mamish like an erva. There's no tefisas kedushin. It's not that the pasuk is saying that it's usser, and because of the isser, there's no chalos. No. Pasuk is telling you that it's usser, and B, that there can't be a chalos kedushin here. That's what pshat is. Emir Tashem, we're going to discuss this in a future shir, how this plays into other, I don't want to say plays, but how this works in other areas. Bli neder. Anyway, that's the Yisod HaDvarim. In the Tshuvis of the Noida B'Yehuda, in Ma'adura Tinyono, in Evin Ezer, and Simon Nun, he asks that the Rava holds in Kedushin 78a that Kidesh V'loi Baal Eino Loike. If a Kohen marries a woman forbidden to him, and he's Mekadesh her, and he's not boil her, he doesn't get Malkus. Because my time alo yikach is lo yichalo. Why shouldn't he take her? In order not to be mechalo the zera. So the isser is only when he has bia, when they have zera. So on this, Frek de Noide Yehuda, Masha Yachlo Mar de Mitzadi Yavid Loi Mahani, Loi Yachulu Akedushin? So how can you say that Mitzadi Yavid Loi Mahani, the Kedushin isn't going to be Chal? The Yisr is only in the Bi'ila! The Yisr isn't in the Maisa Kedushin? Is Mechitesi that the Maisa Kedushin won't be Chal Mitzad Loi Mahani? So I ain't Shom in the Noide Yehuda, who writes, based on Tesis and Bava Mitzia, and Af Yudom at Beis, that after the Be'ila, he gets Malkus for the Kedushin as well. So therefore, says the Noide Yehuda, we can say that Yavid Loi Mahani on the Kedushin as well. Ad kan medivrei Noide Yehuda, v'anachnu tmeim, sheze tzarich iyun, Shemikevan shakedushin chalu b'sha'atam. The Noide Yehuda wants to say afterwards when he has bia, goodbye kedushin. Ma pitom? V'zet zarich iyun dekevan shakedushin chalu b'sha'atam. Ma shayach lomar de'lachar shiavo aleha yipaku lemafreya. How can you say that if the kedushin was chal b'sha'atam originally, how can you say that after he has bia with her, the Kiddushin are going to go away retroactively? Very difficult. I want to say he gets Malkus for the Kiddushin, the Bakasha, after the Bia. But you want to tell me that he's, that the Kiddushin is Pokea Lemafreya? Ze Kashe Meod. Ela. The Kevan, the Hadi Yavid Lo Mahani Udin Bifnei Atzmo. What did we say before? We said there are two elements here. There's the Yavid Lo Mahani, and then there's the fact that there's an Isser, and there's the fact Yavid Lo Mahani that it's not Chal. Shnei Markivim Shonim. Zelo Shayach Li Isu. Zelo Shayach Li Isu. The Yavid Loi Mahani. Al Ken Yesh Lomar, the after Lagabei Aisur, Hitnita Torah, Shetei Bia in Kiddushin, V'chol Shelo Ba Leachar Kach Lo Asirei HaKiddushin, Aval Beha De Amra Torah, Di Afshar LeKohen Gadol Likach Almana, Ubiyarnu, De Lav Mechamat HaIsur, Ele De Gilta Torah, De Lav Ba Tfisat Kiddushin Hi, Al Ze Vaday Ein Tzarich LeBia. The pshita, the kevan de lav tfisat kiddush, bat tfisat kiddushini, lo chaliu a kiddushin alfa gav shelo baal, velo sheach lemitli hamilta bebiad shelach sheachar kiddushin, vafu gav de lak eisur abetzam a kiddushin, bikol makom mishum ha lo iria, de had ein kiddushin tofsim ba inen ovem eisur, ela shudin bifnei atzmo, de manat Torah kichat kohen gadol baal manah kemevorah. So the explanation is that since that Yavid Loi Mahani is an independent din and it's not shaykh at all to the Isser, there's the fact that there's an Isser and there's the fact that there's no Chalos. So therefore we can say that even though with respect to the Isser, the Torah made it tnai that the bia should be with kedushin, that kedushin alone is not enough for the iser, but rather there has to be bia with kedushin. And if he wasn't intimate with her afterwards, the kedushin isn't aser. That's all in the realm of iser. But that the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol can't take an almana, and as we explain, it's not because of the Isser, but rather because the Torah revealed that she's not a bas tfisas kiddushin, she is not marriable to a Kohen Gadol if she's an almana. For that, you don't need bia. It's pashut that since she's not a bas tfisas kiddushin, the kiddushin aren't chal, even if he isn't Boel. And you can't be toiler this, you can't make this contingent on the bia that's after the kiddushin. And even though there's no isser in the etzem kiddushin, but that's not the issue. Because that kiddushin aren't toifes doesn't stem from the isser. But rather it's an independent din that the Torah prevented one from taking an almana if he is a Kohen Gadol. So, faren for the kasha, the noy to be Yehuda. What was the noy to be this kasha? Rava holds in kiddushin. The kiddush lo ba'alein oloike. The my time lo yikach mishem lo yechalel. Why shouldn't he take her? In order not to be mechalel the zera. So how can you say? How's the shaykh to say that mitzad yavid loy mahani? The kiddushin shouldn't be chal. The Yisr only starts after at the Bia. The Yisr isn't in the Etzem HaKedushin. The Yisr is only with the Bia. So since the Yisr is only with the Bia, how can you say that Mitzad Yavid Loi Mahani, as the Gemara wanted to say in the Kasha, that Mitzad Yavid Loi Mahani, the Kiddushin shouldn't be Chal? That's not the Yisr B'chlal. The Yisr isn't in the Etzim Kiddushin. The Yisr is the Bia, after the Kiddushin. So no, the Yudah wanted to say, no. What you want me to say is that afterwards, after he has the Bia, then the Kiddushin shouldn't be Chal according to Rava. We had trouble digesting that. But based on what we're saying, it's Kishmak. These are two separate things here. That the Gemara says, the Kiddush Loi Ba'al Eino Loike. And by the way, it's the same Rava. Right? The same Rava who says Yavad Loi Mahani says Kiddush Loi Ba'al Eino Loike. So it's the same person. So that Rava says Kiddush Loi Ba'al Eino Loike, he's only talking about the Isser. But the Isser and the Chalos are two separate things. So Rava was saying, let's talk about Isser for a moment. Okay, now we're in the Isser category. In the Isser category, you know in the Isser when the Isser is Chal? After the Bia. According to Taisus in Bava Metzia, after the Bia, he gets double trouble. He gets it for both. But the Isser is only after the Bia. That's the Isser. But the Chalos is under Zach and Gansen. The Chalos is a different issue. Now let's talk about the chalos. We were going to say Yavad Loi Mahani. What we wanted to say is that in the Havamina, is that she's not a Bas Tefisas Kedusha. It just can't be done. So she's not a Bas Tefisas Kedushin? Even without the Bia. You can't be toled in the Bia after the Kedushin. There is no Kedushin. See, right, there's no Isser in the Etzim Kedushin, Rava says, but the Havamina is that there's no Chalos Kedushin. Because don't confuse Isser and Menias Chalos. Enochinami, the Isser is only with the Bia, but it could be that there's no Chalos at all. There's no Chalos Kedushin at all. And maybe the Torah is only Asering Bia. Maybe the Isser is only on the Bia. Kiddush Loi Ba'al Eino Loike. He only gets it with the Bia. Beseder, the Isser is with the Bia. But is Kiddushin Chal? No! Kiddushin is B'chal not Chal. It doesn't take effect at all. In the Havamina, because that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Pshat in the Pasuk of Lo Yikach is that it just can't be done. She's like an erva, and it just can't be done. And therefore, you don't have to come on to the bia. And therefore, you don't have to. You don't have to get to the bia, because the kedushin themselves aren't chal. There's no chalos kedushin to start with. The bia is an issue as far as the isser is concerned, but as far as our havamin of that yavid loy mahani applies over here, there's not even going to be a chalos kedushin. And they'll say, yeah, why should there be a chalos kedushin? There's no isser in the kedushin. The answer is, we don't care. The isser is something different than the chalos. The isser is only on the bia. But the pasuk is also telling us something different, something separate. That there's no chalos kedushin at all. Okay, so kamash malan lo yikach lo yichalel. There's only chalulin, but there is a tefisas kedushin. From the fact that the kid's not an heir. But isser and chalos are two different things. So we're mefarish the pasuk. That's pshat in the pasuk. Pasuk is telling us Isser, and the pasuk is telling us chalos, and they don't necessarily have to be saying the same thing. As we see here, the isser could be on the bia, and the chalos is on the kedushin. So that's the yisod gadol, and with this yisod, emirtza Hashem, we are going to explain the shita of the yireim. So that's something very exciting to look forward to, and b'li neder, please stay tuned for the next shiur, where we will explain. Thank you so much for listening. And please always remember, Shesof davar hakol nishma et elokim yira vet mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.